Any case that you could pick out where it led to the patient getting chemotherapy?
Similar patient, similar clinical presentation, except a higher grade invasive cancer. Again, right on the 1 centimeter cusp. A question of lymphovascular invasion, although the pathologist wasn't willing to call that. Negative nodes both on H&E and IHC, HER2 negative, where the recurrence score came back astronomically high, and the patient went into the chemotherapy with a clear conscience that she was doing the right thing.
How old was that woman?
57.
And what were her thoughts about chemotherapy?
Well, it's very often the case. She had seen a neighbor of hers go through a terrible bout with chemo with 2 hospitalizations for neutropenic sepsis. Really a battle, a true battle. And so she had a kind of horrific view of chemotherapy in her mind and was really looking for a way to avoid it, which we weren't able to do.
I guess the thing that's really reassuring about that is not only do we know that a high score connotes a high risk or higher risk, but the fascinating thing about it was that those patients experienced so much benefit from chemotherapy. And, you know, in this case, it was CMF or MDF, the older kind of chemotherapy, but yet you're looking at a 75% reduction in relapse, right?
Right. And what's stunning about these two cases, if you put them side by side and you run the adjuvant online Peter Rabdin software, they both came up with exactly the same recurrence score of about 4% benefit from chemotherapy. And yet when you get the genomic health information, they couldn't have been farther apart.
I guess the other thing that people have talked about is the cost. I believe at this point Medicare is paying for it. Is that your understanding?
That is my understanding.
And I think a lot of that is tied into the fact that it looks like it's cost effective, and I think your two cases sort of point that out.